We're going to take our first question from Diane, although your opening remarks may have answered her question. Diane, go ahead.
Yes, well, now I've got another question.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, what is the risk of recession, and how can we avoid that walking on this thin line that we're riding here?
Well, unfortunately, Diane, I think the president in his speech just now very clearly laid out that the risk of a major economic freeze-up of our credit system, which could lead to a recession, is very real.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to put any kind of a statistical percentage on that, but I believe Americans must all recognize that we face a very, very serious economic threat, potentially the most serious economic threat that we have faced in this century. I mean, in the last 50 to 100 years, and that we've got to realize that the nature of this threat is extreme. In terms of your question as to how we should approach this issue, let me just clarify a little bit about what I just said. It may be necessary, because of the extreme nature of this circumstance, that the best decision is for the federal government on a temporary basis to provide some liquidity so that the markets do not freeze up and we can avoid the kind of economic collapse that would then follow. But if that is done, like I said before, we should not do so in a way that puts the United States government into ownership of illiquid assets. That simply places the entire risk on the taxpayer. Instead, the United States Treasury and the taxpayer should be put into a preferred debt position in which the repayment out of the value of the assets and the entire economic potential of the companies involved would be made first to the taxpayer. And I believe that can provide the liquidity and also assure that the taxpayer's risk of loss is dramatically reduced.